WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on a roller coaster with no brakes? You know that feeling when frustration boils over, or anxiety takes the wheel? Well, guess what? We're not powerless passengers in this emotional ride. We can actually learn to steer the ship and cultivate a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Today, we're diving deep into mindfulness as a powerful tool for developing emotional control. Think about it. Life is constantly throwing curveballs our way. Deadlines, traffic jams, unexpected drama never ends. But how we react to these bumps in the road can make all the difference. That's where mindfulness comes in. It's not about achieving some zen-like state of blissful indifference, though that sounds pretty nice, right? It's about becoming more aware of our thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations without judgment. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you harness the power of mindfulness for emotional mastery. 1. Awareness is key. Mindfulness starts with simply noticing what's happening within us. Are we feeling stressed, anxious, or irritated? What physical sensations accompany these emotions? Pay attention to your thoughts without getting caught up in them. Imagine your mind as a flowing river. Watch the thoughts come and go like leaves on the current. 2. Breathe deeply. Your breath is your anchor to the present moment. When you feel your emotions escalating, take a few deep breaths. Inhale slowly through your nose, feeling your belly expand, and exhale slowly through your mouth. This simple act can help calm your nervous system and bring a sense of grounding. 3. Label your emotions. Putting a name to what we're feeling can actually lessen its intensity. Instead of just saying, "I feel bad," try being more specific. "I'm feeling frustrated right now," or "I'm experiencing anxiety." This helps create distance between you and the emotion, allowing for greater clarity and control. 4. Practice regularly. Mindfulness isn't a one-time fix, it's a skill that requires consistent practice. Even a few minutes of mindful meditation each day can make a difference. Find a quiet space, focus on your breath, and observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Over time, you'll notice an increased sense of calm and emotional resilience. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, everyone experiences emotional ups and downs. There will be times when you feel overwhelmed or lose control. That's perfectly normal. The key is to treat yourself with compassion and understanding. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment and gently guide yourself back to a state of calm. Think about the last time you were stuck in traffic. Maybe you felt that familiar surge of frustration, wanting to slam on the brakes or honk at the person driving too slowly. You could have let those emotions take over, leading to stress and anger. But what if you practice mindfulness instead? Imagine taking deep breaths, noticing the tightness in your chest, and acknowledging the feeling of impatience without judgment. You might even use the time to listen to a calming song, or simply observe the world around you, the trees rustling in the breeze, the birds singing their melodies. By shifting your focus and practicing awareness, you can transform that frustrating experience into an opportunity for inner peace. So, how can you start incorporating mindfulness into your daily life? Here's your action plan. Take a mindful break. Even 5 minutes of focused breathing and observation can make a difference. Set a timer and simply pay attention to the sensations in your body and the thoughts that arise. Mindful eating. Savor each bite of your next meal. Notice the textures, flavors, and aromas. Chew slowly and appreciate the nourishment it provides. Gratitude practice. Take a moment each day to reflect on things you're grateful for. It could be as simple as a sunny day or a kind gesture from a stranger. Cultivating gratitude can shift your focus to the positive aspects of your life. Remember, folks, emotional mastery is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps in the road, but by practicing mindfulness, you'll develop the tools to navigate them with grace and resilience. Keep listening, keep growing, and stay balanced. See you tomorrow for another episode of The Balanced Stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.